Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Jewels on Bail with Dr. Judith Fletcher, the show that is committed to giving you the tools needed to live equipped, inspire you, and also empower you to achieve your destiny. I'm your host, Dr. Judith. Join my guests and me as we bring forth ways to help you tap into your hidden strengths and give you strategies to reach your fullest potential in order to deal with change and embrace your life calling. Joining us today is Ms. Shanika Moore Clark. Welcome, Shanika.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about something that I'm really passionate about.
And also the topic, self-care, is definitely something that I can't wait for us to really dive into, because I know it's really, really important, especially when we're dealing with women. But before we get started, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and what it is that you do.
Yes, yes. So my name is Shanika Moore Clark, and I am a certified life coach and a certified therapist. And I specifically work with women as well as couples. And my goal is really to help individuals as well as couples to really live their best lives. And so I offer a variety of services, including individual therapy, group therapy. I provide life coaching, relationship coaching, marriage counseling, marriage coaching as well. In addition to that, I offer workshops that are based in empowerment and coaching, and just really helping folks to, you know, live their best life and help them to, you know, get the tools that they need in order to be their best selves. And I also practice in Washington, D.C., but I also offer workshops that are virtual. So for clients that are out of state, I offer virtual-based therapy, life coaching, and online workshops as well.
Wow, that's truly amazing. You are a really, really busy woman.
I am. You could say so. I do have a lot on my plate, but as we're talking tonight about self-care, I also make sure that I maintain a healthy balance. So we're going to talk about all of that and how to maintain that as a woman, and particularly because we certainly struggle with that, and I think it's really important that we learn how to create the balance in all aspects of our lives.
That was my next question. Because of the fact that, you know, you're like most of us where we're everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, we also have to be everything to ourselves.
Right.
So I'm really excited to dig deeper into the topic of self-care. But for that listener that's not quite sure, they're not really clear on what self-care is, can you give them a little background information about what is self-care?
Absolutely. So self-care really is something that I hear a lot, and it gets thrown around a lot. But when I think about self-care, I really think about it in a very holistic way. So what this means is that are we taking care of our mental health, our mental well-being, our emotional health and well-being, our physical health and well-being, our spiritual health and well-being? I really think about the mind-body-soul connection, that we are always making sure that we are attending to those parts of ourselves. And so I relate it back to the idea of it being a gift that we give to ourselves over and over and over again. And so, you know, oftentimes as women, we don't take the time to make sure that we're caring for ourselves in the way that we need to. And so for me, self-care is, I'll give you a metaphor. So think about the car that you drive every day. You know, if you drive that car every day, after, you know, a week or two, you have to refuel that car. And so in the same way that we have to, you know, refuel our car and put gas into that tank, we have to do the same for ourselves. So self-care is really making sure that we are refueling and re-energizing ourselves and resetting ourselves so that we can show up in the world and we can show up in our best self.
One of the things listening to you when you talk about, especially when you use the example of refueling our vehicles, after driving it and, you know, using it to take us everywhere and accomplish and also achieve, like, the different tasks that we have on our to-do list. It makes me think of some of the ladies that I've spoken to at different workshops because of the fact that some women that I speak to, I hear it, you know, way too often, is the fact that sometimes women feel that they're perhaps being selfish to even think of setting aside maybe mommy time or some me time. What would you say to that woman that may be struggling with that that thought of, you know, being selfish?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So I will first say that a majority of the women clients that I serve, they really struggle with this idea. And I think part of why as women we struggle with this is because we are naturally givers. And so we are the nurturers. And we have been really socialized to believing that we have to fill everyone's cup. And so over the course of time, we then tend to neglect our own cup. And the message that some of us have is, if I'm taking care of myself, in some ways I'm being selfish. And if I'm being selfish, there's something wrong with me. And that is so not true. And what I want to encourage listeners to know that self-care is really, like I said, it's a gift that we can give. We're actually not only giving it to ourselves, but we're giving a gift to the world. And so the more that we can fill our tank and the more that we can take good care of ourselves and the more that we can make sure that we are doing okay, the better we can be in our relationships, the better we can be in our marriages, the better we can be in our friendships, the better we can be in our workplace. And so it really is also a gift to the world. And so we just have to reframe the idea that self-care is a selfish act, you know, or that we're being self-indulgent. I think Audre Lorde has a quote, and I think she says self-care is not a selfish act, but it's an act of self-preservation. And so it really just helps us to maintain our level of awareness and our level of, you know, mental wellness and well-being. So it certainly is not a selfish act. And if it is a selfish act, it's okay to be selfish sometimes, because self-care is also about making sure that we have appropriate boundaries and that if we need to say no, that it's okay. We give ourselves permission to do so, because we have to be willing to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of the people around us.
I absolutely love that, because I really think it helped women to feel better about taking the necessary steps and understanding why it's important and why they should not feel guilty. So I really appreciate that, Shanika. I know we need to take a quick break. Before we do, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. So I can be reached. I am on Instagram at the Golden Life Coach, and that's all one word, the Golden Life Coach. And you can also reach me on Facebook, also the Golden Life Coach. And my website is www.goldenlifecounselingandcoaching.com. And on my website, you can just go into the contact page and send me an email, and that will come straight to my email.
Awesome. And to our listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back for more information on how to live equipped, empowered, and inspired. Welcome back to Jewels Unveiled with Dr. Judith Fletcher. Our guest today is Ms. Shanika Moore Clark. Welcome back, Shanika.
Thank you. I'm loving this conversation.
I am too. And, you know, I really appreciate you helping our listeners, especially those that are really struggling with the idea of trying to balance out and take care of everyone else and not feel guilty for setting aside time to rejuvenate, to replenish, to just get themselves together. So, you know, with that woman, perhaps we have someone listening that's thinking, you know what, I'm at that place where I would love to start implementing some self-care habits and making some changes in my life to find that balance, but I just I have so much going on. Where do I fit this in? How do I fit this in? You know, there's my schedule is booked. So how can you, you know, how would you help that person fit it into their schedule?
Right. So I have the belief that we make time for the things that we feel are important. And if we feel that and we value ourselves and we value our health and we value our well-being, that we will take time and we will give. So the first step I would say is that we need to give ourselves permission. Okay, so you give yourself the permission to take the time that you need. And, you know, when I think about self-care, it's not always, you know, it could be going to the spa, but it doesn't have to be that. It could be daily and small acts. You know, I think of self-care as, you know, finding 5 minutes and journaling at the end of the day about your day or writing any of your stresses in the day. Perhaps creating a gratitude journal where you write something that you're grateful for at the end of the day. That will always elicit some form of happiness, you know, after a stressful day. You can also take a walk in between your work day. You can take a 5 minute or 10 minute walk and, you know, get some fresh air. That's a form of self-care. That's giving you an opportunity to move away from, you know, the stress that you're having in the middle of your day and just take a walk. Something easy that I would recommend for all of my listeners is to pick two times in your day. And all you're going to do is sit and just take deep breath. We don't always know how shallow our breathing is. We're not breathing. And we're walking around, you know, and we're tense and we don't recognize that we're not taking the time to even breathe. So even taking, you know, a couple of breaks in the middle of your day just to engage in some, you know, deep breathing, that's going to help. That's going to help you to feel less stressed out, you know. So it's just these little acts that we can do on a regular basis, and those things are going to make a tremendous impact on our health and well-being. So I just encourage women to just make themselves a priority. And sometimes it means that we might need to ask for help. And so we might need to ask, you know, our partner or a friend or a family member to, you know, maybe take the kids for a couple hours so that, you know, you can do something on your own. And being okay with asking for help, because that's another piece about self-care, is that we have to also understand that it's okay to ask for help and it's okay to take a break and it's okay to take time for ourselves.
I love that. And I really love it more because, you know, as a single mom, everything that you talked about, it is really, really true. And it's key because of the fact that we really make time. The minute one of my kids come home with an activity that the school want me to participate in, even though my schedule was busy for that week, I find time to make my way to the school to take part in this after-school activity, this
right.
program. A family member calls, and they're like, you know, hey, can you, you know, come over for this or join me in whatever. We find time. We manage to, in you know, insert it into our already hectic schedule. But understanding that, you're right, it doesn't take much. Simple
right.
things. I'm just getting into getting to the point where I'm taking time to breathe. And I didn't realize how important that was and how it really plays a major role in helping me to feel better, helping me to relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just say one more thing, that a lot of times women don't remember the things that they love doing before the kids came or before the husband came or before the job came. And so it's just really important to remember and connect back to those things that you loved and that, you know, you stopped doing because life happened. And so we have to always be intentional about making sure that we are creating space for the things that we love.
I definitely agree with that. I remember speaking with my pastor years ago, and I didn't realize that I had become everything to everyone else, that I had lost my identity, my individuality. I had become a wife and a mother, and I was so busy with those titles that I was no longer me. I was no longer the person who loved to cuddle with a good book on Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon, who, you know, enjoyed Lifetime or the Hallmark Channel. So I didn't take time out for those little things that was just part of my normal personality before I became a wife, before I became
Absolutely.
A mother.
Yes. Maintaining your identity, even when you are connected to someone else, is very important.
I love it. Now, what we've been talking about self-care. I know there's also another topic of discussion that has been out there. We hear about it a little in social media, but I think that for some people it is a bit confusing and they're not really clear what the correlation or if there are any real difference, and that is self-love.
Yes.
So is there a correlation between self-care and self-love?
Absolutely. And here's why. Think about when you love something. Think about when you love someone. How do you treat that person? How do you treat that thing? You treat that person with respect. You will, you know, make sure that you take care of that new car. You'll vacuum that car. You know, if you have a new purse, you'll take care of that pocketbook. Think about yourself in the same way. The more that you love yourself, the better you will take care of yourself. And the better that you take care of yourself, the more that you will love yourself. I know that one of the things that I do every week is give myself an at-home facial. And that is my weekly routine in addition to getting my eyebrows waxed. So you can't tell me that my skin doesn't look good. And so when I start feeling good, then I start believing, you know, in myself more. I feel more confident. And so in the same way, love is a verb. It's an action. It's something that we do. And so the more that we take care of ourselves, that sends a message that we love ourselves. And the more that we love ourselves, the better we're going to take care of ourselves. So they're absolutely connected.
I absolutely love the analogy you just used and the examples, because it, you know, I don't think I've ever really looked at it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think self-love is just is the process. It's a continued process that we do. It's a belief that we're worthy, and it's a belief that we are worthy of being taken care of. And it's also important to remember that we don't always need other people to take care of us, that we have the responsibility to take care of ourselves before or after someone else takes care of us. No one's going to take care of you better than you. And so that is a reflection of being a person that is in love with themselves. And that's not a bad thing, to be in love with yourself.
I definitely agree. And when I think about really taking the time to care for yourself, and like you said, to love yourself, unfortunately, I'm hearing far too often that there are many women out there that although they seem confident to everyone else, that a part of them are not happy with themselves. They don't know how to love themselves.
Yeah.
And it surprises me by the number of women that are suffering with self-esteem issues. So what are some techniques that, you know, what are some things that you would recommend for women that may not love themselves? It's not that they don't know how to practice self-care, but it goes deeper. They're at that point where they don't like who they see in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. And I encounter clients all the time that are struggling, beautiful women, and you would never know, but inside there's this feeling of unworthiness. And I think that part of really loving yourself is first acknowledging the feelings, and so acknowledging where those feelings of lack come from, because oftentimes they can be connected to messages that you were given growing up, or maybe your relationship with your parents or family members. It could be a variety of reasons why you have carried this narrative that you are not worthy or that you're not lovable. And so, you know, first I would say acknowledge that those feelings exist. Then I will say that you work on noticing what are your strengths, noticing what your successes are, you know, affirming yourself and looking at the negative self-talk that you carry. And so it really is being mindful of what you're saying to yourself and really noticing, like, am I saying self-affirming things or am I saying things that are negative towards myself? So really watching our thoughts and being very mindful, and also connecting with people that are going to affirm us. And so that means that, you know, the company that we keep, are these people that will put us down or are these people that lift us up? So it really is about making sure that, you know, one, we are saying really positive and self-affirming things to ourselves. Two, that we are associating with people that affirm us and lift us up. And three, that we are continuing to do things and engage in practices that are self-lifting, that we are consistently making sure that, you know, we're journaling. That's a way of, you know, every day, one thing that you can do is write down something that you are really proud of, or writing down, you know, a compliment that someone provided you, or writing down just one thing that you love about yourself or even your body part, because that's another piece, is that self-love is also loving my body in spite of my flaws and in spite of my imperfections. And that a lot of clients that I tend to work with really struggle with body image issues. And so really working on accepting you as a whole person, that we all have flaws, but despite the flaws, we're still very much worthy.
You've actually covered several different areas that I wanted to ask about, especially when you talked about the clients that you work with and the issues that they have within, you know, their physical appearance. And that's exactly where my thought went when you talked about using affirmation and making sure we're using positive affirmation versus negative affirmation. And I think back to, again, some of the ladies that I've worked with and agencies that I've gone to, those that, you know, work with women that are survivors of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate that sometimes as victims or even former victims, everyone pretty much says the same thing. And it is at some point they never realized that they were being abused, especially those that dealt with mental abuse. So they didn't realize that what they were saying were negative, using negative affirmation. They didn't realize that they were ridiculing themselves. They were putting themselves down. For them, some people look at it as constructive criticism, not realizing that they're doing more damage. So for that person, maybe that woman who is maybe not aware of some of the negative affirmations or, you know, how they're negatively affirming who they are, versus maybe some positive terms that they can use to begin changing the conversation that they're having with themselves. Can you give our listeners maybe some examples of what they can take and maybe begin to incorporate and, you know, at least reassess what they're doing and mm-hmm. begin to maybe incorporate some changes?
Yes. One technique that I have some of my clients that are experiencing, you know, low self-esteem or, you know, negative self-image or just overall sense of I'm just not worthy enough or I don't feel like I'm good enough is noticing the thoughts. And so I will have them write out the negative thoughts that they have. And then I will have them give every reason why that particular thought is based on, it's not based in truth. And what are the reasons? What are the evidence? What other evidence exists that can counter those negative self-talk? So that is something that they will write, and then they will also be able to discount every reason why that negative thought is not valid. And then they will work on the affirmations. And affirmations don't have to be, you know, these long phrases. It really can be something simple as every day, you know, looking and taking some time and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying things like, I am worthy, I am good enough, I am flawed, but I am loved. And not just say it just to say it, but say it with some conviction until you believe it and make it a regular practice. And that may mean that you might need to write that down on sticky pads and stick it everywhere, on your mirror, on your car, on your computer, wherever you need to, so that you can be reminded of how worthy and how beautiful and how lovable you are. And this is just a practice that you can do on a consistent basis. And there's so many affirmations that are available. If our listeners are interested in really getting some good affirmations on my website, if they subscribe to my newsletter, they will automatically receive an ebook, and it's full of affirmations for 30 days. And in these affirmations, they can, you know, they really hit very, very essential parts of themselves. And then they're asked to think about, you know, what are some things that they can do to make sure that they are living the affirmation. So that's another benefit from subscribing to my website, is that, you know, they're a list of affirmations that they can use over and over and over again.
Wow, I absolutely love that. Listen, you're going to have me on your website.
Yes, I'm on
it. And, you know, I'm listening to everything that you've been sharing so far, and I've actually used some of the techniques that you talk about, and I know how helpful it is. Being a survivor of domestic violence and a victim of domestic violence, and just also have struggled with self-esteem issues and not liking the person that I see in a mirror, which is why I'm so passionate about working with women that are dealing with some of those challenges, to understand, yes, I'm better now, but there was a point where I didn't like who I saw.
Yeah.
I was made to feel ugly. I was made to, you know, question everything about me. So the techniques that you discuss here, I know that they're definitely valuable. They definitely work. They've worked for me, and they've worked for so many other women that I've come in contact with. And so I'm really hoping that some of our listeners that may be struggling in those areas, take heed to that and, you know, go to your website and, you know, learn more about the different affirmations. And I love the fact that you're one of the people that don't mind saying, listen, you don't have to have this journal length of affirmation and continue to repeat it every single day. And I think people are doing it just because it's the thing to do and say, hey, I'm using affirmations. But you're right, you know, saying it with conviction and really meaning it, it takes on a different meaning. You begin to feel different.
Right. Yes, and notice what you're feeling when you're saying it, you know, just notice what's happening, what am I thinking, what am I feeling, you know, and really, really, really get into that place and really believe that what you're saying is truth. Even if it doesn't feel like truth initially, it will eventually feel like it is, and you will then know it.
I definitely agree. Now, I know we need to take a quick break. For that listener that would like to get more information and learn more about using some of your affirmation techniques, how can they get in contact with you?
Yes, so they can just go to my website, www.goldenlifecoaching.com. CounselingAndCoaching.com. And also, I am on Instagram, and I will post every day something that is inspirational or motivating. And so, you know, go to my Instagram page at Golden Life Coach, and I promise you that you will find so much inspiring posts that I'm sure will be helpful in some way.
Awesome. And to our listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back for more information on how to live equipped, empowered, and inspired. Welcome back to Jewels Unveiled with Dr. Judith Fletcher. Our guest today is Ms. Shanika Moore-Clark. Welcome back, Shanika.
Thank you. I'm having a great and awesome time talking about self-care and self-love. I'm just loving this conversation.
I am too, and like I said, I listen to many of the tips that you've offered our listeners, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it's actually with my counselor to resolve the cares of my life, because it really is a life transformation for me. It was so helpful, and it helped me. I can walk around with my head held high, mm-hmm. and also juggle being a being a mom, being, helping everyone else, but not losing myself. Once
right.
I rediscovered myself, I'm able to, I like the fact that you talked about setting aside time to give yourself a weekly facial and, doing your eyes and having your eyebrows waxed and things of that nature. And for me, I started doing the same thing. I started giving myself, whether it is going to get a manicure, getting my eyebrows done, I started, spending time, even if it's not weekly, but maybe once or twice a month, I make it a point to just say, this is my Sunday or this is my Saturday, and I stay in, I watch television or I may go out, but I spend time with me, even if it's an hour, 2 hours, but I started setting aside that time. So I like the fact that they're really, really simple. And in the tips that you shared, it really helps us to see that it's not being selfish. It's just something that's important, and not just to us, but to those that we love and we care about. So I would definitely love for you to, I know where our time is coming to a close, but overall, what are some things that you're really hoping our listeners are able to take away, if nothing else, from this overall interview?
Yeah, so I really want listeners to first understand that, one, they are not being selfish, that when they take time for themselves, when they create boundaries, when they say no, that it's okay, that they can give themselves permission to be able to say no to something because they need to take care of themselves. So that's really important. So giving yourself the permission. Then I want women to know that even though that it's difficult, and even though that, we have been socialized to believe that we have to give and give and give, that it is okay to also give to yourself. And that self-care is not always an elaborate plan. It really can be very small. And one of the things, I didn't even talk about this, one client of mine that I know that this has been life-transforming for her is she gives herself, she goes and she buys herself flowers once a week, every week, and that is her thing. And when I tell you that just the act of going and buying herself flowers, how good it makes her feel, something as simple as, women may feel like, I'm single and I don't have anyone, or, whatever the case is, we can also give to ourselves. We don't have to wait for our partner or to find a mate for them to give us those things. We can also do those things for ourselves. So that's something that you can, listeners can consider doing on a regular basis. And the other thing I'll say is that if listeners even go online and you Google self-care assessment, there are tons of assessments out there that will review all of the different parts of what's included in self-care. So self-care, you know, and thinking about it in a holistic way, I said it was the mind, body, and spirit connection. And so those include things like, am I taking time out at work? Am I, you know, maintaining my relationships with other people? Am I taking care of my physical health? Am I taking care of my emotional health? Am I making sure that I'm spiritually connected? And so there are lots of assessments where you can go through each category and identify areas of need for yourself. And that's really a good place for women to start, to just looking at where they are, how they fare in each area, and then making a commitment to work on the areas that they are not currently working on. So I would really suggest that be one of the first things that listeners do and that they can get out of this call, is that looking at their own self and then making a commitment to engage in regular self-care.
You have given me a great idea of listening, and I'm thinking, that is not a bad idea. Buying yourself flowers. I absolutely love having fresh flowers.
Yes.
And you're right. We normally wait for a special occasion or feel weird about, you know, doing it for ourselves and expecting someone else to bring us flowers. But I love the fact that, you know, your client treats herself to something,
yes,
that she loves and she appreciates, and not wait for a significant other, a spouse, or someone else to give it to her, that she's able to say, I love me, and, you know, mm-hmm, I love flowers, and I will give myself flowers. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I did also want to just bring up the idea that, you know, when thinking of our emotional and mental health, that it's really, it's okay to also seek therapy, that therapy is not a bad thing. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, you are this person that has all these issues. It simply means that you need an unbiased professional person that will be able to help you to explore or process or resolve whatever you're dealing with. And that in itself is also a gift to yourself, because our emotional or mental well-being is extremely important, and we have to always be aware of how our emotional state of mind is, and that sometimes taking some time to go talk to someone is all we need to start to feel better again.
Which is true. It definitely is true. And unfortunately, there is such a huge stigmatism when it comes to taking care of our mental health, especially when we talk about the African American, the Black community, where we, you know, we feel that something is wrong with this person because they're seeing a professional, they're seeing a therapist, not realizing there's so many great benefits, and it's so empowering, and it's not, you know, it's not to be looked at in a negative light. So I'm really glad that you're encouraging our listeners to take care of themselves and not look at therapy in a negative light, but understanding all the positive benefits that goes along with that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And more, I think that culturally it's becoming more of an acceptable thing, but I still think that we need to continue to bring awareness that therapy is, it's not a bad thing. It's actually something that many people find that it is useful and a good complement to their lives.
Exactly. I definitely agree. So I know our time has come to a close, but before we do, do you have anything coming up that you'd like to share with our listeners? And also, can you share your contact information again with our listeners?
Sure. So I often will offer online workshops as well as webinars. And right now I don't have anything scheduled, but I do have a call-in, I believe it is the second Sunday in March, and we're going to be talking about depression. I'm going to be talking about depression, and so it's a 30-minute call, and if you follow my Instagram page, I'm going to post that call in number sometime in the beginning of March. So you can reach me at Instagram at Golden Life Coach, and I usually will post any upcoming events or workshops or webinars that I'm having on my Instagram page or my website. And my website address is www.goldenlifecounselingandcoaching.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being a great guest, Shanika. I really appreciated speaking with you. And I thank you so much for all the information you've provided to our
listeners.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed our conversation this evening.
You're welcome. To our listeners, thanks again for tuning in. I invite you to listen for more information, tune in again for more information on how to achieve great levels of success in all areas of your life. Remember, you can visit us on the web at wdjyfm.com. Again, it's wdjyfm.com. And for more information on Jewels Unveiled with Dr. Judith Fletcher, visit me on the website of judithfletcher.com. Again, my website is judithfletcher.com.